ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके वी विल कंटिन्यू We'll start the 11th verse today of the last verse of Nectar of Instruction. So we'll chant the verse. Krishnasyo chai pranaya vasati preyasi bhyopi radha kundam chasya munibirabitas tadrigeva vyadhai yat preshtairapyalama sulabam kim किं पुनर्भक्ति बाजाम तत्प्रेमेदं सकृदपि सरस्नातुरा विष्करोति। आपको भेजा है मैंने?
नहीं भेजा।
You would have received it now.
Now?
Sir, now? जीवी ब्रह्मचारी इसमें। सॉरी जीवी ब्रह्मचारी डिस्कशन में।
मैं 10th वर्स तक ही आया है।
नहीं अभी मैंने भेजा है। Right now I sent.
मोबाइल डेटा ऑन नहीं आज शायद।
हाँ आरएम जी पे आपको आया कि नहीं?
आ
गया ना? ओके सो वी विल चैंट वंस मोर। ओके
Yes.
So we'll chant. आपको भेजा है मैंने वो कृष्णस्यो चै प्रणय वसति प्रेयसी व्योपि राधा कुंडम चास्या मुनिभिरभितस्तादृगेव व्यधायि यत् प्रेष्टैरप्यलम सुलभम किं पुनर्भक्ति बाजाम तत्प्रेमेदं सकृदपि सरस्नातुराविष्करोति। ऑफ द मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ फेवर्ड डिलाइट ओके प्रेयसीभ्यो प्रेयसीभ्यो प्रेयसी मीन्स तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयसी सो या ऑफ मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ फेवर्ड डिलाइट and of all the lovable damsels of Rajabhumi, pranaya vasati, pranaya is conjugal love, pranaya vasati, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. Radha, Krishnasya Uchaihi, Radharani is the Krishnasya Uchaihi, most favored of Krishna.
Api among them.
Prayasi Bhyopi, even though there may be many objects of attraction, the most dear most is Radharani. Okay. And in every respect her divine Kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Cha Asya Kundam and His kunda, Munibirabitas, the great sages say, Tadrgeva means is similarly dear to Krishna as Radharani is. Vyadhai ka word to word meaning kya hai, dekho. Patafat. Eleventh verse mein jao. Eleventh verse.
Eleventh, last verse
is described.
Is described.
Is described.
He's described. And abhihitas also means they say or speak. described, no?
Abhita in all respect.
Abhita in all respect.
Abhita, sorry, not Abhita. Munibir Abhitas Vyadai. So Vyadai means they say Munibir Abhitas Vyadai. In all respects, her kunda is also similarly.
Vyadai means say.
Say, okay. So Krishnasyochai Pranayavasati Preyasibhyopi Radha Kundam Chasya Munibirabitas Tadrigeva Vyadai. Then he says, undoubtedly Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. Yat Preshtairapi Alam Asulabam Kim Punar Bhakti Bhajam. Preshtairapi Asulabam Yat that Radha Kund. Preshtairapi, even to the most dearmost devotees, asulabham, very rare. Kimpunar bhakti bhajam, what to speak of ordinary devotees? Okay. Then, if one simply bathes once within those holy waters, sakridapi saraha snatuhu. If even once snatuhu, one takes snan in that Radha Kund, once pure love of Krishna is fully aroused, tat premedam avishkaroti.
Arouses.
Avishkaroti. Okay. So I will go over the verse once more. Krishna syochaihi pranaya vasati preyasibhyopi Radha. So Radharani is of Pranaya Vasati. Pranaya Vasati means gopis, na?
Object of love.
Object of love. And Preyasibhyo means?
Out of the many lovable gopis.
Of the, okay. Of all the lovable things and of all the lovable gopis, Radharani is Krishnasya Uchaihi. She is the topmost of the all lovable people and things of Krishna. Cha and Asya Kundam and her Kunda
Munibir
Vidai. The sages say that her Kunda is in all respects Abhigitas Tadrigeva, similarly dear to Krishna as Radharani. Okay. And yet this Radha Kund Preshtairapi alam asulabam. Even to the dearmost devotees, it is very rare. Kim punar bhakti bhajam. What then to speak of just ordinary devotees? Tad in that, tat saraha in that, sorry, sakrit api saraha snatuhu. If one takes, even once if one takes bath in that kunda, prema idam avishkaroti. It gives rise to prema towards Krishna.
So, third line it says it is very difficult. But then, just you take one.
We will see that. Abhi purport mein sab aayega. So, we will chant the verse 5 times. Try to meditate on the meaning.
Yes.
And memorize. जितना मेमोराइज होता है आज मेमोराइज करेंगे, नहीं होगा तो बाद में कर लेना. ओके, आर यू रेडी अभिमन्यु?
यस.
कृष्णस्योच्चै प्रणय वसति प्रेयसीभ्योऽपि राधा कुण्डं चास्य मुनिभिरभितस्तादृगेव व्यदायि. Yat preshtairapyalamasulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakradapi saras naturavishkaroti. Krishnasyo chai pranaya vasati preyasi vyo viradha kundam chasya munibirabitas tadrgeva vyadhai. Yat preshtairapyalamasulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakradapi saras natura vishkaroti. కృష్ణస్య చై ప్రణయ వసతి ప్రేయసీ వ్యోపి రాధా కుండం చాస్య మునిభిరభితస్తాదృగే వ్యదాయి సులభం కిం పునర్భక్తి భాజాం తత్ప్రేమేదం సకృదపి సరస్ నాతురావిష్కరోతి కృష్ణస్యోచై ప్రణయ వసతి ప్రేయసీ వ్యోపి రాధా కుండం చాస్య మునిభిరభితస్తాదృగే వ్యదాయి ప్యలమసులభం కిం పునర్భక్తి భాజాం తత్ప్రేమేదం సకృదపి సరస్ నాతురావిష్కరోతి కృష్ణస్యోచై ప్రణయ వసతి ప్రేయసీ వ్యోపి రాధా కుండం చాస్య మునిభిరభితస్తాదృగే వ్యదాయి ప్యలమసులభం తైర్భక్తి సరస్నాతురావిష్కరోతి ఫస్ట్ లైన్ కృష్ణస్య ఉచ్చైః ప్రేయసీ వ్యోపి రాధా సెకండ్ లైన్ ఓకే ఐ విల్ ట్రై కృష్ణస్యోచై ప్రణయ వసతి ప్రేయసీ వ్యోపి రాధా కుండం చాస్య మునిభిరభితస్తాదృగే వ్యదాయి యత్ ప్రేష్టైరప్యలమసులభం కిం పునర్భక్తి భాజాం తత్ప్రేమేదం సకృదపి సరస్ నాతురావిష్కరోతి సో వెన్ యు గెట్ టైమ్ యు మెమరైజ్ ఇట్ ఆఫ్ ద మెనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫేవర్డ్ డిలైట్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద లవబుల్ డామ్సల్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రజభూమి శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి ఇస్ సర్టన్లీ ద మోస్ట్ ట్రెషర్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ లవ్ కృష్ణస్య ఉచ్చైహి ప్రణయ వసతి ప్రేయసి వ్యోపి రాధా అండ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ రెస్పెక్ట్ అభిత హర్ డివైన్ కుండ కుండం చ అస్యా ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై గ్రేట్ సేజస్ మునిభిర్ వ్యధాయి యాజ్ సిమిలర్లీ డియర్ టు హిమ్ తాదృగేవ అన్డౌటెడ్లీ అలం రాధాకుండ యత్ ఓకే ఈజ్ వెరీ రేర్లీ అటైన్డ్ అసులభం ఈవెన్ బై ద గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ ప్రేష్టైరపి therefore it is even more difficult for our ordinary devotees to attain kim punarbhakti bhajam if one simply bathes once within those holy waters one's pure love for krishna is fully aroused tat premedam sakrudapi sarasnatu ravishkaroti
it is rarely obtained by great devotees
yeah then how can ordinary devotees attain it so easily Now, let's see what it means. Upadesha Prakashika by Srila Radharaman Das Goswami. It is only natural at this point to become eager to learn what special commodity can be attained by taking exclusive shelter of limitlessly glorious Sri Radhakund. The fruit of such exclusive devotion is the topmost variety of Krishna prema. Shri Rupa Goswami is concluding his composition by affirming this philosophical principles. What do you get by taking shelter of Radha Kund? You get Prema Bhakti. The Prema being spoken of here is extremely difficult to achieve even for such exalted and dear devotees of Bhagavan as Narada. In other words, this most elevated radiant divine love unnata ujjwala prema unnato ujjwala rasam swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandeepitah sada hridaya kandare spuratvah shachinandana In other words, this most elevated, radiant, divine love that the Vrajagopis possess for Shri Krishna is not only difficult for such dear devotees to attain, it is actually impossible. Because only through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one can get this. Others can come, take a dip in Radhakund, but it will not lead to Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem one can get only through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Radhakund bestows this very prema upon one who bathes in its waters with a mood of special love and devotion. Here Shri Radhakund is both the Swayamkarta, the one who directly bestows that prema upon the devotees, and also the Vishaya, the object of devotees' love. Okay. So the object of devotees' love is also Radhakund, and Radhakund is the one who independently bestows also the Krishna prema. It is possible. Who would not take shelter of this Radhakund? In other words, any devotee skilled in the art of performing bhajan and sincerely desirous of achieving the topmost prema would certainly do so. He would certainly take shelter of Radhakund. Relying upon a particle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I have composed this commentary as far as my intelligence allows in order to increase the transcendental pleasure of his devotees. So this is Radharaman Goswami indicating that, you know, relying upon a particle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I have composed this commentary. He is the first commentator. He is like the Sridhar Swami of Upadeshamrita.
Yeah. He comes in Gopal Bhatta Goswami Parampara.
Yeah. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's line he comes.
Wow.
He is one of the most renowned acharyas in that Gopal Bhatta Goswami's line.
Before Rupa Goswami.
Not before Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami ka book ko hi comment kiya hai na, but before Bhaktivinod Thakur. It was before Bhaktivinod Thakur. So Bhaktivinod Thakur comments based on this book, Upadesha Prakashika. This is the original comment.
When was he like?
Before Bhaktivinod Thakur, that only that much I know. But if we search, we can find out Kapte. But he was quite famous. This servant of Shri Radharaman deity and son of Shri Govardhan Lal named Radharaman Das hereby concludes his commentary named Upadesha Prakashika on Shri Rupa Goswami Shri Upadesha Amrita.
It is mentioned that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has commented on his commentary.
Yes.
Right.
Abhi aayega dekho.
Somebody questioned me, but he is not a Gaudiya Vaishnava
Acharya. Who? Gopal Bhatta Goswami Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya.
No, no, no.
Yeah. किसने बोला?
है ना गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी जी ने।
हाँ।
डायरेक्टली भक्ति में ठप्पे बोलते
हैं। कौन बोले? हाँ? हो?
ठीक। अरे ज़्यादा नंबर ना गोस्वामी नॉट सो मच मेंशन।
तो पीपल डोंट नो एक्चुअली।
ना।
या आई मीन
नाउ Let us see what TK, because you are asking this, I will read. Okay. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary, he writes. A servant of the famous Shri Radharaman deity in Vrindavan named Shri Radharaman Das Goswami composed a beautiful commentary entitled Upadesha Prakashika Tika on the 11 verses of Shri Upadeshamrita. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writing. A servant of the famous Shri Radharaman deity in Vrindavan named Shri Radharaman Das Goswami composed a beautiful commentary entitled Upadesha Prakashika Tika on the 11 verses of Shri Upadeshamrita. After some time, the condition of the residents of this world became critical due to the doctrine of Prema Bhakti having been substantially covered by the frightful influence of the present age of Kali Yuga. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his dear eternal devotee Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur to this world. In simple and comprehensible language, he composed a brief yet essential commentary on the verses of Sri Upadeshamrita. This commentary is famous as Piyusha Varshini Vritti. Sri Gaur Sundar is the personification of Aprakrita Vipralambarasa, the mellow. Okay, anyway. Anyway, so he says, so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur confirms. And if you see Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, it is in line exactly. Some of the sections are as it is. Upadesha Prakashika ko repeat kiya hai Bhaktivinoda Thakur ne early verses mein. You see, as it is, he has repeated Upadesha Prakashika Tika. So you can clearly see that he has based this commentary based on the Upadesha Prakashika Tika. I know who would have asked. So, okay.
So, now, Radha Raman is same Radha Raman Mandir.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Goswami.
Yeah. Having described the natural, so we are reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Piyusha Varshini. Having described the natural glory of Sri Radha Kund in the previous verse, this 11th verse has been composed with the intention of making steadfast faith in Sri Radha Kund arise within the hearts of the sadhakas. Srimati Radhika is Sri Krishna's dearmost beloved and in all respects more exalted than all his other beloveds. Krishna's yochaihi pranaya vasati preyasi bhyopi Radha. In the scriptures, the sages have described Sri Radha Kund's eminence in the same way. Kundam chasya munibiravidas tadrigeva vyadai. Sri Radha Kund easily bestows upon one who bathes in its water that rare prema, which is not only immensely difficult for sadhakas to attain, but also difficult for prema bhaktas like Narada to achieve.
Narada is a prema bhakta.
Yeah, but he does not. Narada Muni as Srivasta Kur gets that benefit of Radha Kund, but Narada Muni as Narada Muni does not. Because he does not come through the he does not have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He is taking away from it. Srivastakur in goal.
Therefore, Sri Radha Kund alone is the most suitable place of residence for those endeavoring for perfection in their bhajan. Now, he says something very interesting. The jiva who has overcome the influence of matter, which means a perfected jiva, and who has attained his inner perfected spiritual form, which means who has reached the stage of bhava and prema, that jiva, as a gopi, aprakrita gopi deha, should reside in the mode of a maid servant of Srimati Radhika on the banks of transcendental Sri Radha Kund in the divine land of Vraja. Aprakrita Vraja, he says. Aprakrita Vraja means not the Vrindavan that we can see with our material mundane eyes. That Vraja which one can see beyond the veil. What we are seeing now is just the veil.
Prakat Vraja.
Yeah, that which is prakatat to our eyes, material eyes. But beyond, but what we see is the veil. But beyond that veil is the aprakrita vraja. Prakrita is material. Aprakrita is prakatani. Aprakrita. Prakrita. Prakrita is material. Aprakrita is the transcendental vraja. That's okay. So that is also true. Yeah. So the aprakrita is aprakata also for our material senses. Like that. And what is manifest, prakata, is the prakrita, veil. So, who should stay in Radha Kund? He says, one who has reached the stage of bhava and prema, who has realized his state as being a gopi, maid servant of Radharani, he should stay in Vrindavan on the banks of Radha Kund. In the resplendent grove of the spiritual master, who is situated in his eternal form as a female friend, Guru Rupa Sakhi of Sri Radha Krishna. So under the guidance of his spiritual master, and he will be able to see his spiritual master also as a Sakhi, when he himself realizes his form. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhyai yaya libir yuktir apekshaniya tatrati dakshat ativallabhasya vande guru shri charanara.
What is the meaning of this, that the guru engages his disciple in the service of the damsels of Vrindavan?
But that is when one becomes qualified to practice Raganuga Bhakti, which means when one crosses Nishta and reaches the stage of Ruchi, at that time he will be able to see his Guru as an intimate maid servant of Radharani.
Prabhupada said, just be bookish.
At this stage we cannot, at this stage, see, at the stage of Vaidhi Sadhana, one sees his Guru as being the transparent via media of the Parampara, of the Parampara's teachings. But when one progresses to the stage of Raganuga Sadhana, then he will be also able to see his Guru as the most intimate servant of Radha and Krishna. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in the second verse of Manasiksha says, Nadharmam nadharmam shrutigana niduktam kilakuru vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyam ihatanu sachi sunum nandishwarapati sutatve guruvaram mukunda preshtatve smara ajasram nanumana. So he says that one should see one's guru as param mukunda preshta, as the supreme, dearmost associate of Mukunda. So one should not just see the Guru as a representative of the Parampara, but one should see the Guru as the dearmost servant of Mukunda. So therefore, if I have to become a dear servant of Mukunda, it is only my Guru who is going to engage me in that service. He is going to teach me and he is going to engage me. He is going to introduce me to Krishna. So one should at least theoretically accept, and eventually when we progress, we will also be able to see the Guru in that way. So living there, the pure spirit soul, aprakrita jiva, should externally take constant shelter of chanting Harinam. So externally, how will that perfected devotee take shelter of Radha Kund? By chanting Harinam. And internally he will take bath there. Internally, in a spiritually perfected eternal form as a gopi, he should render service to Srimati Radhika while deeply meditating on Sri Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes, Ashtakaliya Leela. This is at the stage of bhava and prema. This is the culmination of bhajan for the devotees who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. So for those who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, this is the indication for them. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasam Sundu, Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tad Bhava Lipsuna Karya Prajaloka Anusaratha. So internally, when one becomes qualified, he meditates on this, his service in Vrindavan, but externally he should be following the footsteps of the six Goswamis who were Sankhyapurvaka Namagana Natibi Kala Vasani Kratau Nidrahara Viharakati Vijitau Chatyanta Dinau Chayau. That is what is their practice. Offer obeisances, chant fixed number of rounds, write books, do madhukari. This is what we should follow. So this is the explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Now, what does Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada say? In his Anuvritti commentary, Srimati Radhika is Shri Krishna's dearmost beloved and the crest jewel of those who are dear to him. In the scriptures, devotee sages have described Sri Radha Kund as being Sri Krishna's foremost beloved object, as dear to him as Srimati Radhika herself.
CC's commentary is also known as
Anuvritti. CC's commentary is called as Anubhashya.
Kaun likha hai CC's commentary?
Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur ka Anubhashya.
Prabhupada refers.
Yeah.
Anuvritti.
Anuvritti commentary he refers to in his NOI commentary. Anubhashya he refers to in his CC commentary. The topmost love for Bhagavan, Gopi Prema, is exceedingly difficult even for dearly beloved devotees of Bhagavan such as Narada to attain. So what to speak of how difficult it is for devotees still in the practitioner stage, sadhaka bhaktas. What is the third line?
Yeah.
Ya preshtair api alam asulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam. Yat preshtair api alam asulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam. But very easily Sri Radha Kund bestows this prema upon one who bathes in its water just once. Yat fourth line kya hai? Tat premedam sakradapi saras natum avishkarosi. Sarah. Sri Radha Kund is full of prem and indeed is actually comprised of waters of nectarian prema. By transcendentally residing aprakritavas means ye bhavaka star pe pahunchne ke baad. Prakritavas nahi hai, aprakritavas. By transcendentally residing on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and by transcendentally bathing, aprakritasnan, not literally jumping into Radha Kund. In its waters, one will obtain the topmost prema. What is meant by aprakritavas and aprakritasnan? Matlab kya hai? He says, remaining thoroughly aloof from all desires for material sense enjoyment, which means when one is completely free of all desires for material sense enjoyment, one should constantly perform deep meditational worship, manasa bhajan, in strict devotion to Srimati Radhika for the duration of one's life. So this is the meaning of aprakrita vas and aprakrita snan. After shedding this material body, one will attain an eternal spiritual body and be intently engaged in direct eternal service to Srimati Radhika. Only one who bathes in Sri Radha Kund in this way attains the topmost prema. So, aprakrita snan means internally meditating on serving Srimati Radharani.
Not physically
state. Yeah. Obtaining such good fortune is exceedingly difficult even for such exalted premi devotees as Narada. It is extremely difficult even for the perfected devotees who eternally serve Krishna in the devotional mellows of Dasya Sakya Vatsalya to bathe in Sri Radha Kund. So even the eternal devotees, which means Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj, even they cannot take bath in Radha Kund. What to speak of worldly minded persons? What more can possibly be said of the glories of taking aprakrita snan in Sri Radha Kund? Those who bathe there obtain good fortune. that extends all the way up to becoming maid servants of Sri Varshabhanavi Devi. Who is Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das?
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayini Prabhave Namaha. Shri Govinda Das was Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear servant. A important, very nice section. Dhyan se suno. Ye Upadeshamrit kidhar se aaya? What is the source of Upadeshamrit? Rupa Goswami ko Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne kab bola? Iska source, historical reference dete. Shri Govinda Das was Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear servant. Always accompanying Mahaprabhu as if he were his shadow, he served Mahaprabhu with great love. Simultaneously, he would also record in his own words descriptions of Srimad Mahaprabhu's especially significant pastimes. So he maintained his Kadchas diary. The collection of verses he wrote became famous by the name of Govinda Kadcha, Govinda's diary. Having heard these verses directly from Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explained them in his own words in his Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the source of Chaitanya Charitamrita was both Swarup Damodar Goswami's Kadchas and Govinda's Kadchas. Through the medium of those verses, light was shed upon Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental character. The following is a narration from the time when Sriman Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri. So once, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu had already fulfilled the objectives for which he descended upon this earth. What was the objective?
Krishna Harinam.
Prema rasa niryasa karite aswadan raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Shri Radhaya pranaya mahima ki drisho vanayaiva. That verse also. The internal and the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. Mahaprabhu had already fulfilled the objectives for which he descended upon this earth. Now he desired to wind up his pastimes. One day, he took his intimate devotees and went to the shore of the ocean. Seeing the blue ocean, remembrance of Shyam Sundar immediately arose within him. Becoming overwhelmed in devotional ecstasy, he was oblivious to all else. With great difficulty, his devotees gradually brought him back to external consciousness. At that very time, Shri Gaur Sundar slowly began instructing those devotees when he came to his external consciousness. In that assembly, Mahaprabhu's very dear disciple Shri Rupa Goswami was also present. Rupa Goswami wrote those instructions down in verse form, and these verses became famous as Shri Upadeshamrit, Nectarian Instructions. For spiritual practitioners, this Upadeshamrit is like their very lives, a necklace to be worn at all times. Actually, how to conduct one's life and achieve perfection, you need to know only 11 verses. That is Upadeshamrit. It has everything. Everything is there. This is not just a Bhakti Shastri book. Actually, NOI has everything that is needed to attain perfection. Beginning to end, how you can go, ek. Each verse, each word is not redundant. Absolutely essential. Kali 11 verses mein, he takes you from Shraddha to Prema.
Similarly also Shiksha Ashtaka verses come.
Shiksha Ashtaka.
Verses spoke and Rupa Goswami writes those verses.
Yeah. Manasiksha.
Same thing. Like this
first. Manasiksha is Raghunath Das Goswami's version of Upadeshamrit. Usme 12 verses hai, isme 11 verses hai.
NOD
is an elaboration.
NOD devotion.
Yeah. Of Bhakti Rasa. Bhakti Rasa ka elaboration.
Told to
Rupa Goswami. Dashashvamedha Ghat. A A servant of the famous Sri Radharaman deity in Vrindavan named Sri Radharaman Das Goswami composed a beautiful commentary entitled Upadesha Prakashika Tika on the 11 verses of Sri Upadeshamrit. After some time, the condition of the residents of this world became critical due to the doctrine of Prema Bhakti having been substantially covered by the frightful influence of the present age of Kali Yuga. Then what happened? Krishna sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his dear eternal devotee, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to this world. In simple and comprehensible language, he composed a brief yet essential commentary on the verses of Sri Upadeshamrit. This commentary is famous as Piyusha Varshini Vritti. Sri Gaur Sundar is the personification of Aprakrita Vipralamba Rasa. Aprakrita transcendental Vipralamba Rasa. The mode of separation.
Piyusha Vartini Vritti is actually what to mean?
Piyusha is nectar. Mm-hmm. Varshini means shower. That which showers. Mm-hmm. Vritti means commentary. A commentary that showers nectar. And what is that nectar? Upadesha Amrita. Piyusha is Amrita.
Mm-hmm. Varshini is
shower. So that nectar is the nectar of instruction, Upadesha.
Wow.
Sri Gaur Sundar is the personification of Aprakrita Vipralambarasa, the mellow constituted of sentiments of divine separation from Sri Krishna. To nourish the rasa of Samboga, which is when the devotee is meeting together with Krishna, he tasted that Vipralambarasa, and for the benefit of human society, he taught how it can be attained. Because when you have hunger is a kind of affliction, suffering. Kshutritridatubirimamuhurardyamana. But the greater the hunger, the greater is the relish when you come to taste that food. If you don't have any hunger, then there is no relish. So similarly, he came to teach how to create that appetite for union with Krishna. How you can maximum relish union with Krishna if you learn to experience the Vipralamba Bhav. That was taught, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that. It is compulsory for sincere sadhakas to accept these instructions. Otherwise, it will be impossible for them to ever achieve Krishna prema. It is a lifetime's instruction actually, in just 11 verses. In modern times, Kali Maharaj, the personification of the present degraded age, has assumed the bogus dress of a devotee of Sri Gaura. Sometimes he adopts the name of imitationist sahajiya cults such as Aul, Baul, Neda, Nedi, like that. And most of them are there in the divine land of Odisha. Again,
Puri.
Bengal mein bhi hai.
Or prominent places, Mahaprabhu ka Puri mein hai na, jo last 8-10 years. So udhar ye log apna paida hai bache. Kya karte hai log? What activities?
Anything.
Bhajan karte rehte hain. Kanja bhogenge, bidi khate rehenge, chai peete rehenge, bhajan bhi chalta rehega. Dhol bajate rehenge.
With great intensity, he propagates these false philosophies. Who propagates?
Yes, Maharaj.
Kali Maharaj.
Through them.
As well as other doctrines such as Mayavad and Gauranagari, which are opposed to the path of Bhakti. Aho! Just see the influence of Kali Maharaj.
Gauranagari,
Gauranganagari. Sahajiya. This is all Sahajiya philosophies. Some say, I am Gaurahari himself. Some declare themselves to be glorious spiritual masters. Some consider themselves to be the creator. And others say that they are Shiva. Very enthusiastically, they cheat human society by propagating their bogus philosophies that they were taught by Kali Maharaj. Being pleased with their preaching, Kali Maharaj blesses them and bestows bestows upon them abundant wealth, Kanaka, woman, Kamini, and notoriety, Pratishtha. Kanaka, Kamini, and Pratishtha come to them.
Being pleased with their preaching.
Being pleased with their bogus preaching.
But that won't last forever.
Kali Maharaj.
So they get material benefits by that preaching.
Yeah. Being bewildered by their propaganda, most people ignore Shuddha Bhakti and Bhagavad Bhajan and instead advance along the path of the new depraved philosophies that are based on material enjoyment. They become so intoxicated in this mundane enjoyment that they are completely unaware of just how they are ascending the peak of thorough self-destruction. O faithful devotees, don't move in that direction. Become steadfast, steadfastly situated upon the path of bhakti that was shown by great personalities such as Sri Swarup Damodar, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Narottam Das Thakur. This devotional path enables one to relish the pure Krishna prema that was practiced and preached by Sri Gaur Nityanand. Reside in Vraja and always perform kirtan and smaran of Sri Radha Krishna's Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. The doctrine of Gauranagari is a bogus philosophy that is opposed to bhakti. Remain aloof from such bogus philosophies. The embodiments of Prema Bhakti, Sri Vishnu Priya and Sri Lakshmi Priya, as well as the embodiment of the holy Dham, Sri Neela Devi, perpetually serve Sri Gaur Sundar, who is the combined form of Sri Radha Krishna.
Neela Devi?
Dham ka personification. Knowing this to be true, take shelter of him and following in the footsteps of the Vrajagopis, day and night render devotional service within the mind. Vraje Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karibe. By doing so, even the Prem Seva of Sri Radha Krishna, which is extremely difficult to obtain, will become easily attainable. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed the holy Dham of Mayapur. There he established the regular worship of deities including Sri Gaur Nityanand, Sri Gaur Gadadhar, Sri Gaur Vishnu Priya and Sri Gaur Lakshmi Priya. Everywhere he preached the holy names of Sri Gaur and Sri Krishna as well as the doctrine of Shuddha Bhakti. Besides composing many of his own books on Shuddha Bhakti, he translated many ancient devotional scriptures and wrote numerous commentaries, essays and articles. Towards the end of his life, upon seeing the dearth of bhakti, dearth means
lack.
In society, he deprived the people by ceasing his attempts to deliver them. On the pretext of old age, he adopted a vow of silence and remained immersed in Manasa Seva, devotional service performed within meditation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, overwhelmed with compassion for the souls suffering in this world, with tearful eyes, he looked towards me. Now he is giving the history of Upadesha of Anuvritti. Overwhelmed with compassion for the souls suffering in this world, with tearful eyes, he looked towards me and ordered me to preach the doctrine of Shuddha Bhakti that was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal devotees. He also instructed me to compose his Anuvritti, this Anuvritti commentary, illuminating his Piyusha Varshini Vritti commentary on Sri Upadeshamrita. So that is why it is called as Anuvritti. Vritti means?
Tika.
Vritti means? Piyusha Varshini Vritti. Anuvritti means following Piyusha Varshini Vritti. Taking the dust of his divine feet upon my head, I have followed this command. But just when I had completed commenting on 8 verses of Sri Upadeshamrit, he departed this world from Swananda Sukhada Kunj at Sri Radha Kund. Swananda Sukhada Kunj, Radha Kund may be a Swananda Sukhada Kunj.
Ah, Radha Kund may be, na?
So
he left
Godhram Dvip.
So he was a Radha Kund.
So where he left this? He left here, na? The Samadhi is here, no?
Radha Kund.
Let me read. But just when I had completed commenting on 8 verses of Shivupadeshamrit, he departed this world from Swananda Sukhata Kunj at Sri Radha Kund and entered into Sri Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes. Oh, Sri Bhaktivinod Thakur, intimate devotee of Srimati Radhika, on this day of completing my Anuvritti commentary on the verses of Shivupadeshamrit, this destitute servant of yours offers it into your lotus hands. May you be pleased, all glories unto you. Remembering Sri Gaurachandra on this 22nd day of the lunar month of Bhadrapad in the year 1914 at Chandrasekhar Bhavan in Mayapur. Pata hai na? Chandrasekhar Acharya ka. इसके इस्कॉन टेम्पल का जो लास्ट लेफ्ट मोस्ट गेट है ना उसका थोड़ा आगे जाएंगे तो चंद्रशेखर भवन है
उसमें चैतन्य मठ के अंदर है ना या भक्ति सिद्धांत सर का रेप्लिका बनाया हुआ है
दैट इज मोर
देन दैट इज योगपीठ दैट इज योगपीठ प्रभु वो दूसरा बाजू
चैतन्य मठ में है ना
चंद्रशेखर
भवन
चंद्रशेखर ये बाजू नंदनाचार्य का घर रिमेंबरिंग श्री गौरचंद्र ऑन दिस 22nd डे ऑफ द लूनार मंथ ऑफ भाद्रपद इन द ईयर 1914 एट चंद्रशेखर भवन इन मायापुर I have completed this Anuvritti commentary. In 1914, Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed away. Prabhupada was 18 years old. Prabhupada never met.
Chaitanya Mata was there
in 1914. No, he doesn't say Chaitanya Mata. He says Chandrasekhar Bhavan.
So this must be there, no? Shiva Sangani is a Gogalabhi. Shiva Sangani is a Gogalabhi. उसके बाद
So we started 10 minutes late. We will go for 5 more minutes. Prabhupada has a short purport. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ka bhi chota hai. Usse bhi chota purport.
Uske baad again Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati ka ye
hai. Haan, wo last mein dekhenge wo.
Nahi, Bhaktirakshak.
Bhaktirakshak Siddhar Maharaj and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ka poetic commentary that we will see tomorrow.
Okay.
Today we will see Prabhupada's purport.
Translation.
This is the shortest purport Prabhupada has written. Why is Radha Kund so exalted? The lake is so exalted because it belongs to Srimati Radharani, who is the most beloved object of Sri Krishna. Among all the gopis, she is the most beloved. Similarly, her lake Sri Radha Kund is also described by great sages as the lake that is as dear to Krishna as Radha herself. Indeed, Krishna's love for Radha Kund and Srimati Radharani is the same in all respects. Kundam chasya munivir abhitas tadrgeva vyadai. Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by great personalities fully engaged in devotional service, not to speak of ordinary devotees who are only engaged in the practice of Vaidhi Bhakti. It is stated that a devotee will at once develop pure love of Krishna in the wake of the gopis if he once takes a bath in Radha Kund. Abhi tak ye pura translation ko repeat kiya hai Prabhupada ne. Srila Rupa Goswami recommends that even if one cannot live permanently on the banks of Radha Kund, he should at least take a bath in the lake as many times as possible. Aayega. This is the most important item in the execution of devotional service. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur writes in this connection that Sri Radha Kund is the most select place for those interested in advancing their devotional service in the wake of the lady friends, Sakis, and confidential serving maids, Manjaris of Srimati Radharani. living entities who are eager to return home to the transcendental kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, by means of attaining their spiritual body, Siddha Deha, should live at Radhakund, take shelter of the confidential serving maids of Sri Radha, and under their direction, engage constantly in her service.
This is very... This maybe this is what makes people like chalo main bhi jaake maan leta
hu. Yeah, but this is ye bhav ka star pe. This is the most exalted method for those engaged in devotional service under the protection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that even great sages and great devotees like Narada and Sanaka do not get an opportunity to come to Radhakund to take their baths. What then to speak of ordinary devotees? If by great fortune one gets an opportunity to come to Radhakund and bathe even once, he can develop his transcendental love for Krishna exactly as the gopis did. It is also recommended that one should live on the banks of Radhakund and should be absorbed in the loving service of the Lord. One should bathe there regularly and give up all material conceptions, taking shelter of Shri Radha and her assistant gopis. If one is thus constantly engaged during his lifetime, after giving up the body, he will return back to Godhead to serve Shri Radha in the same way as he contemplated during his life on the banks of Radhakund. But such a contemplation is possible only at least when you reach the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, which means ruchi ka star pe pahunchne ke baad hi kar sakte. Bhava and prem mein definitely you'll be, your actual form will be revealed to you.
Anyone who is living there should go there.
Yeah. Difficult position to attain even for great sages and devotees like Narada. Thus there is no limit to the glory of Shri Radhakund. By serving Radhakund, one can get an opportunity to become an assistant of Srimati Radharani under the eternal guidance of the gopis.
So still that thing is not very clear still.
That abhi pratyakshak sidham
go and take and you will get
एक्सप्लेनेशन प्रत्यक्ष शक्तिधर महाराज कल देंगे.
कल मैं नहीं हूँ.
क्यों?
प्रीचिंग आज जाना है ना, कल स्टे करना है परसों.
ठीक है, कल का रिकॉर्डिंग सुन लो आप.
अभी ऐसा ही चलेगा. I will Thursday evening we are allowed to go.
ठीक है, तो फ्राइडे का क्लास आपका मिस हो जाएगा ना. ठीक है, अभी क्या करेंगे
सब कैसे ये लोग.